Okay, first case under old business, please.
The first case is case 11745, Potnets Home LLC. They're seeking a variance to reduce the separation requirement between units in a mobile home. Section 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And this application was tabled at the last meeting.
Right. Excuse me. Gentlemen, I opened the meeting up for further discussion. Shall we start? Is that you, Mr. Becker?
Well, the reason we were questioning, and I questioned it, is that I wanted to make sure that the home on lot 58 was installed. They say it was installed prior to 64. And the shed that's on there now on the other lot, of course, he has to be 20 feet from. And I was trying to find out, as I looked, it looks like the steps were put on there, and that's the encroachment. And when I researched a little further, that was following the placement of the home, it was found that the shed was located on lot, it was placed only 2 feet off the shared property boundary. So, in the research, I found out that they also were told exactly with the manufactured home placement permit of what the mobile home or accessory structure should be in the 20 foot when they put it there. So they know that they knew that they had to be 20 feet when they got their permit. Issue date was 3/25/2015.
Mr. Ricker, just to be clear, you said research. I take you mean research at reviewing the record?
Yes, that's correct. And I think the applicant was told that he removed the shed at the expense.
Well,
I'm sorry.
They said, I think that, I mean, I'm looking at the wrong one. We're looking at Potnets, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the one that they said the people were in their 80s and eventually they would no longer be there, and that's when the shed would be moved.
That's right.
Yeah, it resolved itself in the unforeseen future, I think he's saying, based, right?
Yeah.
That could be 20 years from now.
And that's true, too.
Let's hope it is when the people are in their 80s.
Yep.
You ready?
Yeah. It's not like they didn't have a room to do it, but, you know, they had room to meet the setback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did have room, and that was my question, is what the rest of you thought of that.
That's true. They'd still have reasonable use of the property if they didn't have it.
They would still have reasonable use of the property, yes, absolutely.
They would.
Absolutely.
I guess what's probably, certainly for me, what's more concerning about this is the fact that they are begging for forgiveness as opposed to asking for permission when, you know, they knew very well
right
to do so, and they could have explained that, you know.
I think like you, John, I think someone could have alerted them who put those steps in there that they knew that they may have been encroaching when they
right
asked for that to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't...
So
based on everything I had said and any other comments, I don't have a problem with now that I've gone over all the documentation and took a look
Mr. Boardman?
I have no problem with it.
Okay. Mr. Edson?
The only problem I have with it is the principle behind the matter. I agree with Mr. Mills that, you know, the association put this in here, correct?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're assuming that, you know, the other property, which was pre-existing, will take care of itself.
In time.
Yes. I disagree with the principle, so.
I do too.
But I don't really have a problem with the variance.
Mr. Mills? Again?
Yep.
Okay. Then if there's no further discussion, and if the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,745. There certainly is a, as you look at the, there's a uniqueness to the lot. The lot is very unique compared to the other lots that are in, well, some of them are just about the same uniqueness if you look at the rest of the subdivision that they're in, but they're unique. Also, the fact that the variance is necessary to the regular reasonable use of the property in its state that they're using it now, and also the hardship, I don't believe, is recreated by the applicant. I believe the, I would say the park or whoever was done that had okayed this for him, for them, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. I'm pretty sure the Potnets has had other variances in this type of variances there. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford to do.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,745. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, since I don't feel they've met the standard for having been created by the applicant, I vote nay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Okay. Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,745 is approved. Okay. Next case, please.